Hey, a little earlier today as well, you might have heard this throughout the news, but in the National Rugby League, the NRL, players set to launch a game day media blackout for this weekend and taking in the third State of Origin game as well as they escalate their pay war with the NRL. This pay rights deal and this war between players and the league feels like it's been going on for some time. So the Players Union announced these dramatic measures today, confirming that they would come into effect from Thursday. This is Clint Newton on the from the NRL Players Association on the media boycott. Take a listen.
They have failed to honour their commitments in providing a CBA everyone can be proud of, one that respects the players' irreplaceable role. They did not properly disclose financial information and payments owed to players and disregarded their collective concerns. The players have shown tremendous patience and goodwill through this process, but their trust and resolve has been tested time and time again. I want to be clear that we have been forced into this position, and importantly, our issue is not with the media. Unfortunately, unless we were prepared to fail in our obligations to appropriately represent and protect our members, both current and future, the only choice we are left with is to take action. It's important to understand that this action will be seen by some players as not hard enough. But for now, this is considered appropriate action given the NRL's take it or leave it response.
Okay, that's Clint Newton there, the Rugby League Players Association CEO, talking about that blackout that will occur. So the terms of that blackout, you heard a bit of it there, but the players will not do any pre-match interviews. That's for TV, radio, print, even for NRL.com. They won't do any halftime interviews for telly, post-match interviews for the whole range of media, post-match press conferences as well, media opportunities in the dressing rooms and media opportunities in mixing zones as well. So significant action taken by the Players Association there. And it'll make the coverage interesting too. It might be worth tuning in and just seeing how that goes.